Hagenoy, today's about Matzia daf Nun Vav, we're in the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav and Aleph. Elu dvarim she'enam oinah, the following items, oinah does not apply to them. Oinah and all the halachas that come along with it that we've been learning about recently does not apply to the following things. Avodim, if you sell avodim, oinah doesn't apply. Vashtaris, if you sell shtar, which is the ability, you sell the shtar that gives you the ability to collect from someone, oinah doesn't apply to selling that shtar. Vakarkois, if you sell karka, oinah doesn't apply. We're going to see the makar to all these things in the Gemara. Vayekdeshais, if the gizbar sells something that belongs to hektish, oinah doesn't apply. In lahen tashlum kefa, additionally, besides for the fact that I know it doesn't apply to these things, also if you steal it, kefal doesn't apply, you're not going to pay kefal. Also, Dalad Behe, we know is after you steal it, you shecht it or sell it. And by the way, this obviously doesn't apply to all the things we said. It applies specifically to if you steal a shar or a set from Hektish, because Dalad Behe, we know, only applies by a shar or a set if you steal it and then shecht it or sell it. Well, you're not shechting land, and even if you did, it's not included in the parsha of Dalad Behe, because Dalad Behe only applies by a shar or a set. So that's going on Hektish, if you steal a shar and a set, there's not going to be the payment of Dalad Behe. So again, Oinah doesn't apply to these things. Kefal and Dalad Behe don't apply to these things. Shemer Chinam and Eina Nishba, a Shemer Chinam that was Makabel Shmira on these things. And then he tines that it was stolen from him. Generally, normally, by a regular thing, he'd need to make a Shvuah in order to be believed. Meaning he's normally Potter if a Pshia happens, but he actually has to make a Shvuah that he wasn't Pashia, then he's going to be Potter. But over here, Shemer Chinam and Eina Nishba. Shemer Chinam does not have to make a Shvuah in Eisa Sachar and a Mishan. And in Eisa Sachar, Shemer Sachar, that was being paid to watch these things, also he does not have to pay if it gets stolen or he loses it. Like a normal Shemir Sachar would be chayving a name of Aveda. Over here, in a Mishnah, he's not going to be chayv to pay. Reb Shimon's chayv, like Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon, I'm there, kodshim shu chayv achirusin. It depends what type of kodshim it is. If it's kodshim shu chayv achirusin, which means it's a type of animal that if something happens to it, he's chayv achirusin. He's going to be chayv to replace it with another one. Then yishlan ano. Then it's going to have oinah and regular dina ano apply, like in a regular case. But if it's a type of hektish that he's not chayv achirusin, and if it gets lost or something happens to it, he's not going to be chayv to replace it, then ein lo enano. Then enano doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda adds a few, and he says, afamecher sefer Torah, even someone who sells the sefer Torah, behema, umargolis, or a behema, or a diamond, ein lo enano. Enano doesn't apply by those things as well. But the Chachamim argued with him, and Amru Lai, they told him, loy Amru Eda Selu. No, we only said the list we gave earlier in the Rishon, the Mishnah, but the ones you just added, it's not sure enano would apply. Zakta Gemara, mina hani mina. How do we know that enano wouldn't apply to the things we said in the Mishnah? The Tanar, we have a braisa that explains. This is the pasuk of Oinah. The pasuk continues. Al toinu ish esachir. Don't scam. Don't have Oinah. Don't overcharge. Underpay. So that applies when you sell something, as we saw. Or also when you buy. Don't be underpaying. But the point is that we learn from this pasuk. It says. So we learn miyad, which teaches me it's only Oinah only applies to davar anikna miyad liyad, something that's bought miyad liyad from hand to hand, which is metaltlin, which obviously yatsur karkois, shein metaltlin, which would exclude karkois, because karka is not metaltlin, and it's not transferred from hand to hand, and therefore it's not included in the pasuk, and that's how we know that Oinah doesn't apply to it. Also, yatsu avadim, sheukshula karkois. Also, avadim are going to be excluded, because we know avadim are always hukshula karkois. If it doesn't apply to karka, it doesn't apply to avadim either. And also, yatsu shtaris is going to exclude shtaris as well, because the pasuk says, v'chisim kuru memkar. It says, when you sell a memkar, v'chisim kuru memkar, which means, mishe gufoy mochor, v'gufoy kanoi, something that it itself is being sold, or it itself is being bought. Yatsu shtaris, which excludes shtaris, she'ein gufon mochor, ein gufon kanoi. The main point is not about the shtar itself. That's not what you're buying and selling, but rather, in an din elo l'raya shavahim. It's just a raya to give you the ability to have something else. Now you have ownership of something else. The shtar is not the essential thing that we're talking about, and therefore it's also going to be excluded from the dine oino. And mikan amru, the braisa says, from here we said that amecha shtaris ababasam. Someone who sells his shtaris not to someone else to be able to collect on those shtaris, but rather he sells it to abasam, someone who he's a meicher besamim, he sells besamim, and he sells it to him. He didn't have much use for the shtaris, so he sold it to this guy to use to cover his barrels, to actually use the shtar itself. So this is a case where you're selling a shtar, but you're not selling it for the ability to collect on something else. You're selling the shtar for the paper itself. So in that case, mikan amru, this is the reason we said it, Hamayach Shtaris of Labasim, Yesh Lom Ano. Ano, it is going to apply. Since you're selling it for the Shtaris itself, it is going to apply. Says Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Since you're selling it, you're not selling it as a Shtar, you're selling it as paper, so why wouldn't Ano apply? It's regular Metalton like anything else. And so the Gemara Lafu Gemara Rav Kahana is coming to exclude Rav Kahana. The Omar Ino Ano Laprutas, Rav Kahana said earlier, yesterday's daf, that Ino Ano Laprutas, that if you're Me'ana someone, the shear of one Pruta, it's not going to be Chal, meaning Ano doesn't apply. It's only once you get to the shear of a Isser, something bigger, but just for Prutas, just for a lowly amount, which is going to be this paper, Ano is going to apply. Kamash Malan, that Yeshan ala Prutas. And the Kamash Malan is that we're saying over here, Yeshan ala Prutas. And even if you even if the ayin over here is a very low amount, because again, if you're selling the paper and you're not selling it with the value that comes along with it to be able to collect on something with the wording inside, but rather actually just for the paper, we're talking about mamash prutus over here. And therefore, this, from the fact that we're saying that if you sell it as the paper, ayin is going to apply, this is la'afukim in the Rav Kana, it's obviously not going like Rav Kana, because Rav Kana would say that ayin no la'prutus, ayin doesn't apply over here because we're dealing with prutus, kamash malan, na'yish, ayin la'prutus. The Gemara continues explaining where we learn the things in the Mishnah. Hekdeshas, how do we know that ayin doesn't apply to hektish? Omar Krab, because the Pasuk said, achiv. The Pasuk says, by na, al tainu ish es achiv, which we learn, achiv lo'y behektish. Achiv, only your brother, meaning if it's a chol transaction, but not hektish. That's how I know it's going to apply by hektish. Says Gemara Maskev to Rabbi Marmamel. But Rabbi Marmamel asks like this, kol eich dechsev yad. So we learned before, oi koni miyad ev neisecha, that we learned from the word yad, that it's only davar anikne miyad liyad, that it says miyadoi, meaning and therefore we learn from there that it only applies to mementaltlin, something that's nikna miyad liyad, yatsu karkois, yatsu avandam shehukzu le karkois, etc. But the point is, maskif lo rab marmamul, he had an issue with that drasha, because kol yichad chsiv yodoy yodoy mamishu, what, you mean to say that anytime the pasuk says yodoy his hand, it means yodoy mamish, that it's actually being transferred from hand to hand, that now you're being memayat karka, because karka is obviously not taken out of someone's pocket and handed to someone else, because it's karka. So you mean to tell me that yodoy always means yodoy mamish, means mementaltlin? If so, then the chesiv of the pasuk says that vayikach es kol arts miyada. This is by Sichoin, the Melech Ha'amor. It says vehunach Melech Ma'ev Rishon vayikach es kol arts miyada ad Arnon. That's how the pasuk goes. So vayikach es kol arts miyada. He took all of his land from his hands. So achanami dochel arim miyada. Have a knock at this. What are you going to tell me that it says yada and therefore over there means literally as well that he picked up all the land and he took it with him? Obviously not. Elamir shusai. So what it must mean is, even though it says yada, it means he took it from his rishon. So achanami. So too over here where it says oikonu miyada misecha, it doesn't have to mean Dovaran Nikna Miyad Liyad, only something that you could take with your hand, meaning Metatlin. It could mean Mershus, anything you could take from his Rishus, which wouldn't exclude Karka anymore. So how could you tell me that Yodai is coming to exclude Karka? We see clearly Yodai doesn't necessarily mean that, but the Gemara says, how could you say that? You're really going to try to say that Yodai doesn't mean Yodai Mamish? I'll show you that Yodai, anytime the Pasuk says Yad, it actually does mean Yad Mamish. And it means it actually has to be transferable from hand to hand, meaning Metatlin. I'll bring you two rais. We have one rais that says, Imi Matzah Tamatzah Biyodai. This is talking about the Chiyuv Kefel, and we learn from here, Im hi matzah tamatzah biyodai, this is the pasuk by Geneva, where you're going to have to pay Kefel, so Im hi matzah tamatzah biyodai, we learn from biyodai, if you find it in his hand. So in le'ala biyodai, in le'ala yodai, I only know that if you find it in his hand, he's going to be chayv to pay Kefel. Gagai chatzera v'karpifoy minayin, how do I know that if you find it in his rishos, like his roof, his chatzer, his karpif, another type of rishos minayin, how are you going to know that he's also going to be chayv kefel? The pasuk says imi matzah tamatzah makom akum. So it's a ribuy from imi matzah tamatzah. But what's the obvious raya? Because time in the kaz of rachmana imi matzah tamatzah. The only reason we have the right to include, it's very mashma, his other rishuyis, if you find it in his gaga chatzera karpifoy, is because there's an extra ribuy in the pasuk of imi matzah tamatzah. But if we didn't have that drasha, have mina kol eicha dechsev yodai. The cause of yodai yodai mamashu. So if not, if I didn't have that extra riboy, I would just have the word yodai, and I would think that it actually means yodai mamish, and I wouldn't know to apply more than if you actually found it in his hand. Not if you find it in his rishos. Who said we needed a whole new drasha for that? And therefore, yodai has to mean mamish. It has to mean literally. V'sutani, I'll bring you another raya. The pasuk says by gitin v'nasan miyodai. You have to take the get and put it into her hand. So says the raya. Ainli elo yodai. I only know that it's going to work. And it's going to be a good gerushin if you actually put it into her hand. How do I know that if you put it into her rishos, it's also going to be a good gerushin? The pasuk says v'nasan mikomakum. We have a ribuy. The pasuk says v'nasan mikomakum. It's including even if you put it into her rishos. And again, time in the kaz of rachman v'nasan. So I only know that it's going to work as well if you put it into her rishos because the pasuk said an extra ribuy v'nasan. But if it didn't say that and it only said yoda v'nasan biyoda, have mina kolecha the kaz of yoda yoda mamish. I would think v'nasan biyoda. You have to physically put it into her hand because anywhere where it says yoda, it means yodai mamish. How could you suggest that yodai doesn't mean yodai mamish? Okay, and what are you going to tell me? You're going to say, okay, but I have a pasuk that's mashma the other way. What about the pasuk by Sichon? It says that he took all the land with his hand. So obviously it doesn't mean that he took it physically with his hand. So you have a question from there. I hear, but I'll call yodai yodai mamishu. Really, I'll tell you that yodai in the pasuk always means yodai mamish. It means physically you picked it up metaltlin. And like we just saw in the last two braces. Okay, so what are you going to say about that pasuk before? By Sichon, Mishani Yosem, it's different over there because Delek and the Mimar Halchi, because you can't say it. There's no way to say that over there because you can't pick up all the land with your hand. So if you have no other way to explain it, so So you're going to have to explain it that he took it from his rishus. But if you have any other way to explain it, and it could mean yodei mamish, like by get and by kefel, it could mean yodei mamish, and therefore I have no other right to assume anything more than the hand. Yodei always means yodei mamish. If you have no other way to interpret it, like by sichon, then anachanami, it's going to mean from his rishus. But we see from the past two braises, by hilchos kefel and hilchos gitin, that yodei always means yodei mamish, to the point where I needed an extra drasha to teach me that also his rishus is going to work, and therefore, or her rishus in the case of Gittin. But the point is that clearly I see that yodoi does mean yodoi mamish, and that's why it's a good drush of what we said, that we learn from our pasuk by Eino, it says yod, it says yad, and therefore oikonomi yad amisachin, and therefore we learn that it excludes karka and avodin, because it's only dover ha-niknemi yad liyad, only if Eino is done on something that's niknemi yad liyad, like metaltin. Barib zerib, zer has the following. Schirus, yesh lo Eino, oi in Eino. Is there a concept of Eino, overcharging, underpaying, by schirus, which is renting? So it's not a sale, we know for sure. But what about schirus? What about renting? So what are the tzadim of the suffix? Mimkar Amar Rachmana. The pasuk said Mimkar, that it says v'chisimkru Mimkar. When you do a sale, Savalai Skiris, that would exclude rental, that it's not a sale. Oy Domar, maybe you're going to tell me no, it doesn't make a difference. Some of the Abai said Miksiv Mimkar La'olam. I don't really like the question, because I think it's obvious. Does it say Mimkar La'olam? You have to sell something forever? A clear good sale? No, Mimkar Stamuksiv. It says a sale stam, and therefore it doesn't actually have to mean a sale gomer. It can mean v'hainami. Meaning, even if you rent something, it could be considered a sale for its day, meaning the days that you rent it for. However long you rent it for, it's considered a sale, and therefore, vada, it's going to be included in the halachos of Oino. Boy Rav, another suffix as relates to Oino. Chitin uzron bekarka. What if someone took chitin and he planted it in the ground, but we're talking about before they took root. Once they took root, it's ready, karka probably. But before they took root, he takes seeds, planted in the ground, he took chitin, planted it in the ground, and then he sells it. So mao. Yesh lemano, oy ein lemano. Is Eino going to apply or not? What are the tzadim in the safi? Since they didn't take root yet, is it considered as if he put it in a bucket and therefore yesh lemano? Eino is going to apply. It's regular metaltlin. Oy domor, maybe batlinu al gav ara. Maybe it's actually bottled to the karka and it's going to have the din of karka. And we know, as we saw in the Mishnah, Eino does not apply by karkois. So what's the answer? Hey chidami, says the Gemara. First of the Gemara is mevara. Then hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Ilema de amar iu shadeba shito. If the meicher told him that I'm selling you this. These chitin that are in the ground, and I put six over there. And ve'asa sadi v'amri, then Edom come and say that he didn't actually put six, he only put five. So it can't be that that's what's going on over here, because Rava said that kol davar shebe midah v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan, anything that has a set number, has a midah set number, v'shebe mishkol set weight, v'shebe minyan a set number, or set measurement is midah. The point is, anything that's a set number, afilu b'chazim g'day Eino, chayzer. Even less than the shear of Eino, you could still be chayzer, because at that point we consider it like a mekachtos. If he said he's selling him six, and it ended up to be five, so you could be chayzer on that, even if it's not Eino. Eino doesn't apply, because that's a clear number, and it's already a mekachtos if he didn't tell you the right thing. So that's obviously not what's going on over here. Elo da amar iyo, really what happened was, he said, meaning the meicher said, shedaiba kidibayla. I planted here whatever it needs, meaning whatever this ground needs right here, that's how much I put. So he didn't give a set number. Then it came out. He didn't put the amount that was really needed, and it comes out that that was Eino that went on. So it's not a set number that for sure he could go back on. So this is the question that Yesh Lemeino, Oye Lemeino doesn't apply or not. What are the sudden of the suffix? Come on, the shadow bekadidami. Is it considered like he put it in a bucket, and therefore it's gonna have an Yesh Lemeino? Or is it bottled to the karka, and therefore it's not gonna have an Eino? That's the suffix. And another suffix, Rava says, Nishbain alein, oy ein nishbain alein. In this case, where he took the seeds and he put it into the ground and then he sold it, does a shvua apply to these things or not? Meaning, if you get yourself into a situation where there would be a chi of shvua in a regular case of metaltlin, for example, maidim miktsas, you could figure out that case. So would you have to make a shvua or not? Because we know that ein nishba in al karkois. So again, the suffix is going to be that kiman shandin mekadin damian. Do we look at it as if it's placed in a bucket and therefore it's considered metaltlin vinishba in alin? You're going to make a shvua on it. Oidoma betlinu agavara. Or is it going to be batal agav the land and it's going to be considered like regular karka vein nishba in alin? And you're not going to make a shvua because we know ein nishba in al karkois. Another suffix, and this is great. This is gevalt. Today is Tez Zayin Nisan, and this suffix is oimer matiron oy ein oimer matiron. Today is when the carbon oimer was supposed to be brought. This is today's daf, and here we have a suffix about the carbon oimer. Is the oimer materit? We know that the oimer, before the carbon oimer was brought, you can't eat from any of the tevuah hadasha, any of the new grain from that ear. So Is the Omer going to be matir these seeds in the ground, Omer matiran, oy in Omer matiran? Or the Omer is not going to be matir and it's going to have the Isser Chodesh. But the Gemara says, Eichidami, what exactly is the Safik? Ida Ashrish, if the case is where the seeds took root already, then Tanina. We already learned in the Mishnah. Ida Lay Ashrish, also Tanina. It's a Mefarsh Mishnah either way. So what's the Safik exactly? If you put seeds in the ground, is the Karban Omer going to be matir the Isser Chodesh? Well, either way you go, it's going to be a Mefarsh Mishnah. Ida Ashrish Tanina. Ida Lay Ashrish Tanina. Figure out if it took root or not, then look at the Mishnah to see what the din is. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Im Hishrishu. If you put seeds in the ground and they took root before you brought the carbon imer, then imer matirin. Then the imer is matirin. Vim lav, and if they didn't take root before you brought the carbon imer, then asurin achiyav imer abba. Then it's going to be asur until the next year's carbon imer. So it's a very simple and it's mefarsh mishnah. What's the suffix? The case is obviously something else. What's going on over here is the chazdinu. Really, you did a ktsira and you cut these chitim and they were ready to cut. You did a ktsira vizarinu, but then you planted them. You replanted them when they were ready to eat, and you replanted them into the ground. Kaidim laimer before you brought the carbon imer. For asalei imer v'chalav elavayu, and then they brought the carbon imer and it passed by vilei ashrish, but it never retook root. Kaidim laimer before the imer was brought. So that the question is that ma'ul leminkat umechal minayim. Can you dig them up and eat from them the way they are right now? So the question is going to be, again, how do we look at it? Command the Shan Mekadadami. Do we look at it since it's independent and ready to eat in the floor? So you dig them up, you take them out, didn't take root, and therefore it's considered like it's ready to eat, and therefore the Omer was matir, Visharinu Omer. The Omer was matir b'achila, because this is regular Tuvah Chadash that was already cut, and therefore the Omer was matir b'achila. Or do we look at it, that it's going to be bottled to the land, because then the day you planted it into the ground, and that's why if it didn't take root, but you planted it in the ground, it's considered next year's already, and you're only going to be matir with next year's Omer, says the Gemara, teku.